Perhaps we're just that kind of creature. Indeed, as Australian philosopher David Stove has pointed out, we are that kind of creature. Humans have not systematically aimed to spread their genes. Religion is not at all the only thing in human life which has a marked tendency to repress or extinguish reproduction, and even to mortify the sexual impulse itself. Intense and prolonged thought in the few people who are capable of it has the same tendency. So does high artistic creativity. In fact, either of these things is, in general, far more strongly and uniformly unfavorable to reproduction than religion in general is. One might add that mere affluence, unconnected with any special talent, usually leads to a fall in birth rates as well. But Dawkins had another card up his sleeve in case the selfish gene proved recessive. In the same book, he introduced the gene's psychic correlate, the meme, which actually looked far more promising as a reductive account of RSMEs. RSMEs as memes. The survival value of the God meme in the meme pool results from its great psychological appeal. It provides a superficially plausible answer to deep and troubling questions about existence. It suggests that injustices in this world may be rectified in the next. The everlasting arms hold out a cushion against our own inadequacies, which, like a doctor's placebo, is nonetheless effective for being imaginary. Richard Dawkins, The Selfish Gene. We might think we humans designed all those computers and phone links for our own pleasure, but from the meme's eye view, we are just their copying machines, and they are using us to design a vast planet-wide system for their own propagation. Susan Blackmore, Times Higher Education Supplement. The general idea of memes has been a seductive one. People want to believe it. Philosopher William L. Benson. Can RSMEs be understood as memes which mindlessly copy themselves? It is unclear just what memes are. As Susan Blackmore explains, memes are stories, songs, habits, skills, inventions, and ways of doing things that we copy from person to person by imitation. Human nature can be explained by evolutionary theory, but only when we consider evolving memes as well as genes. Now, that last sentence is a surprising admission from a stalwart evolutionary psychologist.